Next would be in a memoriam of members who have passed since our last conference and convention was in April 2014. So if somebody would like the microphone to remember somebody who has left us.
Mr. President.
Jeff Tom.
This has been a pretty tough year for the CCB family in terms of losing some people, and I'll just mention one of them, Becky Griffith. Leslie and I first met Becky when she and Gabe were first dating way back when they were students in Sacramento. Becky was a quiet but strong advocate for people with vision impairments. She was a great person to be around, super cook, had just lots of incredible talents, and of course, a great wife to Gabe. And we wish him, we wish the best to her family, and we'll certainly miss Becky.
Next.
This is Donna Sanchez from the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. I'd like us to remember there's two people that we have lost in the chapter. One was Rose Dieterding, who was a very close personal friend. She lived across the street from me. We've been friends since the 80s. And Susan Hyatt, who also used to room with me, and she passed away also.
I have one more when nobody else does. I have one.
Okay.
I need to do Jan.
Hi, this is Alice McGrath, and I'm also from Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and we did have a tough year. So in addition to Susan and Rose, we lost a dear friend, Steve Nakagawa, who was very active at the agency for Vista Center, as well as for our chapter. So we wish the best to him, his family, and to Leanne, his wife.
Is there someone else?
Yeah, I have one more then.
Okay. Back here.
Oh, cool. Sorry.
Hi, we lost a member of our chapter, the Capital Chapter, just recently, Jan Whipple. We all miss her very much.
Want to see anything else?
One more.
Anyone else?
One more.
Okay.
Two more.
Is there someone? I can't tell.
I think Mitch is, or somebody's asking.
Ladies and gentlemen, a couple months ago, we lost a gentleman who, while not a CCB member, was a great help to our organization. Some of you will remember Lynn Manning. Lynn was a playwright, an author. To some controversy, he did his one-man or a piece of his one-man play here at a convention some years ago, Waits. Lynn was one of the blind people who, when Vanda Pharmaceuticals was looking for blind people to talk about Hetlioz, the non-24 medicine, Lynn, as someone with non-24, was one of the persons who did speak. I had no idea he had done it until I heard him one day, and I said to Donna, that's Lynn Manning. We lost Lynn much too young. He was the artistic director at a theater in Watts. And again, while not a member, he was a tremendous spokesperson and advocate for blind and visually impaired people. There'll be an obituary that I received that will be appearing, I believe, in the October forum. I hope all of you read it. Thanks.
Mr. President,
Yes. Yes. Please, I recognize you.
This is Christy Crespin, and I wanted to also let people know, just because my friend Stephanie Miller, who also was not a member, but she had a lot of health issues, and she knew a lot of people. She had struggled with complications of some surgical procedures that she was trying to go through, and she had kidney disease, and she was in the hospital for basically a year and a half, and she went home on Thursday, and basically knowing that she wouldn't be there very long, and she passed on Monday. And her services are Monday at St. Bonaventure Catholic Church in Huntington Beach at 10:30 a.m.
Anyone else? Go
okay.
ahead.
This is Leslie, Tom, and a friend of mine and Jeff's, and she's a member of the Guide Dog Users chapter. Her husband just passed away a month ago, and she's done quite a bit to support us and our causes. She's new. Kind of new to the organization, but she's donated to our silent auction several times when we had them, and her name's Adele Moeller, and her husband passed away, and it's been a very hard time for her, and things are setting her off this weekend, so we're kind of doing a little support thing going with her because she's having a hard time this weekend, but she's here. So,
Louis,
Mr. President,
yes,
We lost
have
another
one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone else?
Yes. This is Louis Rivera from East Los Angeles chapter. Early this year, we lost a very active.
Please.
Who was a big supporter of the blind in Southern California. For about 35 years or so, this woman cooked and hosted meetings at her home. So we lost a very special person. It's amazing how one misses somebody that special. But, you know, we go on. So it's thought I let the chapter or the organization know that here a person who was recognized, the Garcia family was recognized. And shortly after that, she just, she sustained an injury or had some complications, and eventually we lost her. But it's sad because that family has done a lot and continues to do so.
Okay. Jeff?
Yeah, our chapter lost a longtime member, Jan Whipple, who I think many of you know. She was at a lot of conventions. She was probably a member for at least 20 years. She was never a leader, but she was always there, very faithful, always had a kind word for folks, and our chapter really miss her.
Anyone else? Okay, thank you very much. I just want to make a comment before we begin the rest of our program. As you've heard earlier today, and we'll hear this evening and tomorrow, many speakers, and some of them we have their personal vitas in the program supplement so that you can read the in-depth background on each of the persons we received the resume on, because we don't mean any disrespect, but as you've noticed, we're back-to-back on a lot of presentations. But we really want you to be aware that so that you have more understanding of the people's background, it is available for you to find in this, the program supplement that's here. And it's also on our website that in addition to the supplement is in addition to the program.